Before Yaakov Avinu passes away, he gathers his sons together and he bestows upon them his blessings. The Eben Ezra asked the obvious question. If we examine the message that Yaakov gave to his first three sons, it hardly seems like anything that would resemble any blessing. In fact, it's more like criticism and rebuke. So why does the Torah call it his blessing? So I saw a powerful idea from the Heilige Ishbitzer. He says, the greatest blessing a parent can give their child is to be honest with them. Help them identify their shortcomings and flaws so they can correct them. Tell them these are your greatest assets and talents and develop them. And at the same time, tell them these are your biggest obstacles and challenges and go out and rectify them. By doing so, they will be able to realize and actualize their potential. Nowadays, we live in a society called the trophy culture, where every child, no matter how they perform, gets rewarded. Trophies are no longer for the players that worked hard all season to become champions. Every child gets an award. It's called a participation trophy. You get a trophy just for showing up. If you sign up for the program, at the end of the year, you're handed a trophy. I remember back in the day, when only the best boy in class got to take home the Setter's Farm at the end of the year. And there was only one boy that was crowned best camper of the summer. There was only one winner, one trophy, one valedictorian. Not so today. Awards can be a powerful motivator. But non-stop recognition does not inspire the child to succeed. Instead, it causes them to underachieve. If children know they will inevitably get rewarded, they will not have any motivation for improvement. Yaakov Avinu gave his sons the ultimate blessing by pointing out their imperfections, thereby enabling and empowering them to make the proper amends and help them grow. Reb Moshe Feinstein in his Sefer Darash Moshe says something very powerful. The number of children and the type of children given to each parent is not random or arbitrary. It's done with precise calculation. He says, Hashem evaluates for each couple how many sons and daughters they'll be able to influence and educate properly throughout their lifetime. And based on that particular analysis, he gives them precisely that amount of children. Then he says something astounding. The Ribbono Shel Olam also examines each parent's capabilities to see if they can properly guide and impress upon a particularly challenging child and are able to steer them in the right direction. And if they meet that criteria, he will give them one of his special children. This insight should give us tremendous chizik when we encounter difficulties in the parenting of our own children. If we have been blessed with an exceptionally difficult child, it represents Hashem's vote of confidence in us that we have the wherewithal and the potential to get the job done. By granting us this particular child in the first place, Hashem has clearly demonstrated that we have the strength and fortitude to guide this child to a life of righteousness. I heard an amazing story from David Goldwasser, a popular Rav in Flatbush. A man from the community once approached him, and he was very distraught. He tells him, Rabbi, my teenage son has basically left the fold. He's totally disinterested in Yiddishkeit. He dropped out of yeshiva, he hangs out all night. He got in with some bad friends. I tried to reason with him, but it falls on deaf ears. And at this point, the father is on the verge of tears. And he tells him, Rabbi, please give me some advice on how I can inspire my son. Rabbi Goldwasser later said, although this was unfortunately not the first time I heard such a story, but for a moment my mind went totally blank. And then out of the blue, as if min hashamayim, an idea popped into my head. He tells the father, I have an etzah for you. Every night before you go to sleep, prepare Nagel Wasser next to your son's bed. And the father looked at him a little strange, but it's not like any of his methods were working. So he decided to give it a try. His son's bedroom was up in the attic. So that night, he trudged up the two flights and placed the pail with the Nagel Wasser next to his son's bed. The next morning, he went up there and the water was untouched, but he was not deterred. He took it out of the room, he spilled it out, and at night, he went back upstairs and placed a fresh bucket down. This went on day after day. He prepared it and his son never used it. Every single day, 7 days a week for 3 months. After 3 months, the father meets Rav Goldwasser in shul and he tells him, this is not working. I think we should stop the charade. He tells the father, don't give up just yet. Try it for another month. If nothing happens, we'll think of something else. Another 2 weeks go by and one morning the father walks into his son's room. He looks down and he sees that for the first time, the Nagel Wasser was used. He then sees his son sitting up in bed and he's deep in thought. So the father asks him, son, what's the matter? He tells him, Tati, please bring me my tefillin. I want to daven. And the father was shocked. He said, son, what happened? And the boy says, Tati, I was thinking, if you haven't given up on me, then I assume my father in heaven hasn't given up on me either. This is the idea of Reb Moshe. Hashem gives his challenging children to parents that he has confidence in, that they can lead and guide them onto their proper derech. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.